Hi everyone, Angela Yee here, the creator of Residents of Persephone Park. Get ready for the return of not one, but two seasons this year. Please support our journey by checking out our Indiegogo campaign, like and review this podcast, and tell the whole world we're coming back with new legends, new characters, and new mysteries to unfold.
Okay, files downloaded and we're ready. My lovely brother sent me a huge file asking me if I could transfer all of this onto a hard drive and then bring it to our other brother, who is currently pretending to be some dumb adventurer or something in some place with practically no cell service. That's how you know it's not a real place. So I, their dear younger sister, am saying no. I've had enough of this boys' club and the we're twins, so you won't get it nonsense. And I'm putting my foot down, and everyone's joining in whatever shenanigans they're keeping to themselves. So, I'm listening to all these audio files before anyone else.
Professional, Lena. Do it for your grades. Today is March 15, 2016. This is Alina investigating on the current assignment for Journalism Inquiry 201, quote-unquote, boring but important news. I've decided to investigate an online debate sparked regarding whether or not the correct number of public parks were listed in the local paper, a few stating an additional park at the far side of Levi-Strauss Ave, which, side note, is of course on the exact opposite side of town. Anyways, I am currently coming up on the supposed location of the rumored fourth park. Now, there are some fancy rules to get there, like apparently the park entrance only appears at certain hours of the day. Ooh. Where am I? What? I swear I was just on the sidewalk. This is weird. Maybe I zoned out while I was talking, but no, I didn't. There's no. No. Okay. No. I got this. No big deal. Drew, I know you're listening because I'm singing to the cloud, so you better come find me. Now what? So, I guess I'll describe what I'm seeing. It's crazy big for a park that only rumored to have existed. Like, this is far as the eyes can see grass plains, which in itself is pretty weird. What kind of park has tall grass plains? Feels like a snake or something could be hiding in there, which is dangerous. And you know, it's also just so quiet. Like, something is missing. Like, where are all the people? Maybe this isn't a public park. Oh, I hope I'm not trespassing again. Okay. Turned off the mic to conserve some battery, so quick update. I've been walking around for about half an hour now, and the path is just endless. I notice a pond or like a lake close to one of the side roads that I'll probably check out later, and it seems like there's a big patch of trees, possibly a woods area up ahead as well. But the biggest news and the reason why I have turned the mic back on is because I have finally spotted someone. And he's reading in a park, like one typically does, and I need to go talk to him and pray to God that he is not a murderer and knows how to get out of this freaking park. Excuse me? Hi, I'm so sorry to interrupt your evening. My name is Alina. I am currently working at a school report. Oh my god, your dog has three heads.
Whoa. No, sir, sit. Be nice. Hi.
Nice doggy. I don't mean any disrespect. You just, really caught me by surprise.
Yeah, I keep him out of public view for the most part. Cerberus, no, sit.
No. I mean, I totally did not mean to be this rude. There's nothing wrong with your dog. Dogs, are they singular or plural? No, not helping. Oh my gosh. I'm just not going to look at them.
It's not a problem. He can't help who he is. But who are you?
Oh, right. This has been completely unprofessional of me. My name is Alina. I'm a student reporter investigating a current online rumor about this park.
You're here for homework?
Yeah, and I thought this was just a dumb prank, but now that I'm here, it's so crazy that this huge area has not been accounted for. Like, can you imagine what could be done with all this space?
I think it'd be best to leave everything as is.
You know, you seemed really surprised to see me here. I couldn't really tell if this was a private or public park since I didn't see any signs or gates or an entrance at all.
This is a public park, but not in the way you're thinking of.
Interesting. Can you please go into more detail about the matter? Oh, and just for the record, I am recording audio for my article.
Wow, you really take your homework seriously, don't you? Anyways, I think you should think of a new topic to write about. I don't think anything you write about here would be believable to anyone.
Well, that would be up to me to decide. I want to know everything about the park, including who you are. Like, your name, or maybe your number, and I will do my best to disclose the truth.
My name is Sam, and this park isn't exactly that safe. It holds everything you could possibly imagine, even your worst nightmare.
Is that a threat? For staying in a park?
No, it's... Look, this isn't how it usually goes.
Okay, well, how does it usually go?
Look, most people get the picture just glancing at Sir. You've obviously been trying, very gallantly, I might add, not to look at him. But here, take a closer look. They won't bite.
Are you sure? How close do I have to be?
Close enough to notice that he's not a dog.
What are you talking about? Of course he's a dog. Wait, what is that sound? Are those snakes?
Feel free to pet him if you like. The snakes don't bite either.
I think I'll keep my hands to myself for now, thanks. So, are those snakes... fur? Or, like, how are they attached to him?
Not sure, to be honest. I've tried counting how many there were when I was younger, but the number constantly changes.
So, if you're saying he's not a dog, what is he?
I thought his name would give it away. Guess you're not as famous as I thought, huh, Cerberus, you silly monster, you.
Cerberus, as in the dog from the underworld. In all that Greek mythology stuff. That Cerberus?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And why do you have him?
Well, he's not mine. I'm just the dog walker.
A dog walker.
I was just as shocked as you were when I met him.
And what does that have to do with me being in the park?
Because this should scare you? I literally have a real monster sitting next to me. To be honest, most people want to leave just looking at him. He gives off this whole, "You're mortal and your time is dwindling. The next time we meet, you won't be alive" kind of feel.
I mean, yeah, you saw how I reacted. But now it looks like he's asking for belly rubs.
Hold it. I just told you that this is the real Cerberus. And you're fine with all of this?
If he's actually Cerberus, and this park is real and filled with mythical creatures, then this is the ultimate dream. I mean, I'm a journalist. Learning something this new, this big, can you imagine the headlines?
It's dangerous. Mythology was created to warn people of the past what not to do. There are thousands of creatures here that were just created to kill you.
Then, why are you here?
I'm saying this for your own good. Please, the last thing we need is for a flock of ignorant people coming in here and getting themselves killed.
Well, he seems pretty docile to me. Kinda.
Cerberus is a guard dog. His job is to make sure people who are dead, and people who aren't, stay away.
So, how bad could the rest of the park be?
Cerberus is in a category of creatures called black dogs. There are stories all over Europe about the terror that they bring. They're bearers of death, and they're not to be messed with.
Like what? Tell me.
There were so many cases. People just knew to beware of black dogs. But there are some famous ones, like the Barghest or the Black Shuck, both from Great Britain, who were dogs the size of cows. They'd show up at night, mostly targeting solo travelers. Sometimes they'd have large, glowing red eyes, and the only hint that you get that they were coming is a howl so chilling it will freeze your blood. You'd only have a second, maybe less, to close your eyes before they appear.
Wait, close your eyes? Why close them? Shouldn't you run if a giant dog is coming at you?
Okay, first of all, please, don't ever run if a dog is coming at you. This triggers their hunting instinct and causes them to want to attack you even more. You're supposed to just stand there and be standoffish so they'll leave you alone. This is pretty common knowledge. We're not even just talking about magical creatures here.
Okay. Clearly, I am not familiar with dogs.
Sorry. It's just you actually are interested about this, but I'm trying to get into your head that it's dangerous.
I get it. But I'd still like to know more, if that's okay.
Fine. Talking is fine, but no snooping. No investigating, please. This park is for the creatures, not for the humans to roam.
Thanks. I really do appreciate it. I know I can come off strong to people. Can we start over? I'm Alina, 20 years old, journalism major. I'm always working on my next scoop.
Sam, I guess I'm just a glorified dog walker?
Wow. I'm really gonna have to pull teeth here, don't I?
I prefer you don't do that either.
Well, at least you can joke. So, can we keep talking about these dogs? You mentioned something about closing your eyes.
Yes, I haven't ever tried to prove the theory since, I mean, I'd be risking my life, which I'd prefer not doing. But I think it makes the most sense. In most cases, seeing them is a warning you'll die. You can't die if you don't see the omen.
Did you just meme your solution to death?
I know, not the best. But I'd rather close my eyes than to see death itself drop me a visit for a save the date.
So most likely you're still screwed.
Kinda. There was one story about the Black Shuck that was even worse. Remember what I said about how they appear alone in the night? Well, one night, out of nowhere, it just attacked a church, murdering people immediately instead of maintaining its normal distance. After that, it was practically branded the devil.
Wait. Why do these creatures even exist? You mentioned before that mythology was used to warn people.
Right. You know how as kids we learn about the three little pigs and the boy who cried wolf? Stories like that teach us not to be lazy or lie. Mythology is the same thing. For the black dogs, their stories probably spread due to concerns about late night travel and the dangers of thunderstorms. Stray dogs were really common back then, and seeing them on a dark stormy night, what guy wouldn't be terrified? The church incident realistically could have been caused by a storm gone wrong, but rumors fly, things get exaggerated, and the next thing you know, these dogs are gigantic beasts who scare people to death.
And they're here? In this park?
Yes, although I don't know about you, but I don't tend to come to parks late at night during a storm, so I think we're safe.
Very true. Listen, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. It's been quite the experience.
You can't tell anyone about this park or bring anyone here.
I know, don't worry. No one would believe this story anyways. I'll have to think of something new for my homework, But I'd like to come back, for my own personal curiosity.
You're crazy.
Hey, I prefer driven. Would you mind giving me your number? I'd love to be able to talk to you again.
If you want more information about this place, just find me. I'm always on this park bench. It's Cerberus's favorite spot.
Okay, I see. But don't think you can hide from me, mister. For now, I have one more question.
Shoot.
How exactly does one leave this place? There wasn't exactly an entrance or exit.
Oh, this place is hidden due to fairy magic. But it's very much connected to Earth, just like the fairies. So the best times to enter the park are at 6 a.m., noon, 6 p.m., and midnight. After the consecutive hour passes, you just return where you started and you gradually get back onto the streets.
Oh, thank God. Honestly thought I was stuck here when I first found this place.
Don't worry, someone would have found you. Eventually.
What a random thing for my brother to send. Huh. This wasn't at all what I was expecting. Sounds like it's someone's fake audio journal. But Levi-Strauss Avenue is a real street in my hometown. So what are the odds? Well, this is just the first of a lot of files, so I guess I'll keep listening for now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.